Welcome to episode 49 of the Mabry Devotional, entitled Guilty Until Proven Innocent. In today's episode, I'm going to look at episode 14 of season 2 of the Andy Griffith Show, The Keeper of the Flame, and I'll use scripture from John chapter 18, verse 38, the second half of the verse, and it says, "After he had said this, he went back outside of the Jews and told them, 'I find no fault in him.'" As the episode starts, we see Opie is being sworn into a secret club known as the Wildcats. It's such a secret club that he can't tell anyone anything about it, or he will suffer the curse of the claw. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Okay, sorry, just had to throw that in there. As a new member of the Wildcats, Opie is assigned a job as Keeper of the Flame. The boys have put a lot of trust in Opie, as he will be responsible for bringing this sacred heirloom to every meeting. He also finds out that once the sacred heirloom gets used up, the candle, then he goes to the dime store and he buys another sacred candle. The meeting ends abruptly as the boys have to leave because Jubal Foster catches them in his barn. Opie stops by the courthouse to tell Barney and Andy about the new club he's joined. However, he can't give them the name of the club, and he can't tell them where they meet. And he's got a job, but he can't tell them what it is. He can't tell how much dues are. And he tells them that something will happen to him if he does tell, but he can't tell them exactly what happens. So while Opie is taking out the trash to earn a little bit of money for dues, we see Jubal Foster come into the courthouse, and he's complaining about some kids that are trespassing on his land. When Opie returns inside the courthouse, Jubal identifies Opie as one of the boys who's been on his land. Andy and Barney quickly defend Opie, and they run Jubal out of the courthouse. At the next meeting of the Wildcats, well, I'm not supposed to tell you what happens after all. I don't want the curse of the claw, but, well, I'll tell you, but don't go around telling Floyd, because, well, you know how he can be. So anyway, at their next meeting, Opie tries to get him to change the meeting place, but the boys decide against it. Again, the boys get chased out of the barn by Jubal Foster, which goes into his barn afterwards, and he ends up going back into a locked room where he ends up sampling some of his moonshine that he's made. While reaching for a jug to bottle some up, he knocks over his lantern and he ignites some of the hay that's on the floor of the barn. He tries to put out the fire to no avail and ends up taking some of the steel equipment out of the barn and hides it in a little chicken coop next door. The barn goes up quickly and the barn's a total loss. When Andy and Barney show up, Jubal blames the kids that he saw for the fire, although he's not exactly honest about everything and he doesn't know who the kids are except that he identifies Opie again. When Andy stops by the house, Aunt Bee's been upstairs, and she's been cleaning Opie's room and listening to her radio soap opera when Andy starts teasing her a little bit about it. And when he sits down, he notices a box on the table that Aunt Bee found in Opie's room. He opens it to discover a half-burnt candle, and then Andy lets Aunt Bee know about the Jubal Foster fire. When Andy questions Opie, he denies having anything to do with the fire, but he won't give up any information about the club. Andy then sends Opie to his room for punishment and has to make a trip to Jubal Foster's home to pay for the barn because he thinks Opie was part of the group of boys who were at the barn. The next couple scenes show Andy talking to Barney about how he's going to have to pay for the barn, in which we see a funny dialogue between the two concerning Barney's interrogation skills. And then we see a scene in Opie's room where Opie finally admits that he was at Jubal's barn, but he still denies having anything to do with the fire. When Andy gets to Jubal's house and he informs them he's going to pay for the barn, Jubal starts to give Andy a price of the barn, which seems to keep going higher and higher the more they discuss it. As Andy and Jubal stand around and talk, Barney feels the heat of the day and he looks to find something to drink. He finds a bucket for which he gets a drink and then realizes pretty quick it's not water, it's actually moonshine. Barney starts looking around in the shed and a short period of time later, well, Barney comes out and he's soused. When he comes back to Andy to tell him what he found, Andy quickly realizes what's wrong with Barney, and he arrests Jubal for running to steal. In the epilogue, we see Andy talking to Opie, and he apologizes for not believing him, and in the end, he gives Opie a flashlight to take place of the candle for his club. On a side note to this, my chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club gets its name from this episode. The name of the club? Well, it's I Can't Tell You. So the scripture I want to use today comes from John chapter 18, verse 38, the second half of the verse, and it says, "After he had said this, he went back outside of the Jews and told them, 'I find no guilt in him.'" The timing of this verse is in Jesus' last days. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane the day before with his disciples praying when he was arrested at the hands of Judas. He was taken before the high priest and he was questioned and later taken before Pilate. It's in this chapter that we also see the predicted denial of Christ by Peter. The story continues after Pilate questions Jesus and he admits that he can find no fault in him. But he lets the people decide Jesus' fate. It was a custom that Pilate would release a guilty man before Passover, and he gave the people the choice of either Jesus or Barabbas, and of course the people chose Barabbas. But the scripture I want to look at is the words of Pilate. I believe it's safe to say that Jesus was against organized religion that the Pharisees practiced, because Jesus preached salvation to the Jews and to the Gentiles, and the Pharisees didn't like him for that, and among other reasons. So the Pharisees made it their purpose to try and catch him doing something wrong so they could arrest him. They pronounced him guilty without even trying to prove him innocent. It wasn't until Jesus was taken before Pilate that Pilate had to declare that he could find no fault in him and he was innocent. In the Keeper of the Flame episode, we see about the same thing. At first, Andy defends Opie when Jubal Foster starts accusing him of being one of the boys that was around this barn. But once the barn burns down and Andy finds the candle, Andy almost immediately thinks that Opie is part of this gang and they did have something to do with the burning down of Jubal's barn. It wasn't until the end of the episode that Barney stumbled across his secret and exposed Jubal for all of his wrongdoings. All we have to say is that, well, Jubal, 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 Jubal. And in the epilogue, we see that Andy even admits that he pronounced Opie guilty until he was proven innocent. In today's culture, we have access to almost any kind of news immediately. So many times we have a knee-jerk reaction and assume something is either true or false and just on our first instinct, when in reality, really, it's something we need to look into and investigate more. For those old enough to remember the O.J. Simpson trial, O.J., as we might say, well, he was convicted and found guilty in a court of public opinion just because of what happened on TV. Now, regardless of what you think of him and what your opinions might be, his lawyers were able to make a case where he was declared not guilty. But again, according to what people saw, everyone thought he was guilty. Due to the ease of live videos from news networks and so many live videos on social media, when something bad happens, people immediately form opinions by watching these videos without knowing all the specifics. So many times we assume somebody is guilty until they're proven innocent. Maybe you've got your own story. I'm sure we all have. While we like to think of ourselves as being like little babies and innocent all the time, the Bible gives it to us a little more straight. In Romans chapter 3, verse 19 and 20, it says, "Now we know what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may be found guilty before God. Therefore by the deeds of the law there shall be no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." Now you might be thinking, this ain't the best way to end a devotional. But you see, Romans 6:23 doesn't end right there. The ending of this verse is so much better. It says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You see, the Bible tells us that the Old Testament law was there to show us that we were all sinners. The Old Testament law showed us that the punishment for sin was death. The Old Testament law showed us that we were all guilty. But the good news is, it says there is a gift of God, and that would be salvation through God's Son, Jesus Christ. That is what saved us from eternal death, and that's what saved us from eternal separation from God. It's only through Christ that we who are guilty can be proved innocent. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Mayberry Devotional. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and leave me a rating or a comment. I'd appreciate it. I hope you join me next week as I'll be bringing to you episode 50 of my devotional, and we'll look at episode 15 of season 2, Bailey's Bad Boy. And until then, thanks for listening.